now that the deadline for this 90-day vlogging project is coming closer, I wanted to give a bit of an overview of what it is that I used to produce these videos. Now I'm on my way to a board meeting. A company that I invested in roughly 3 years ago. The company is called Farmy.ch. What Farmy does is it connects consumers directly with producers in the food market. So local farmers directly deliver to the end consumer. Lots of specialty food, lots of great food, fresh food. It typically takes less than 48 hours from when the food is still at plant to when it's delivered to the customer, which is far, far less than if you buy something through a supermarket. So I just got done with the Farmy board meeting, and now I'm headed back to Rapperswil, where I have to get a bit more work done, a couple more calls with the West Coast, and then also take time to talk about this vlogging equipment. Now that the deadline for this 90-day vlogging project is coming closer, I wanted to give a bit of an overview of what it is that I used to produce these videos, as I've been asked a few times, and then maybe also talk a bit about what lies ahead. So I am finally back. It's about 11 p.m. As the vlog experiment is coming closer to its end, or let's say the first 91 days are coming to a close, one question that I've often got was, how do you film this? What's the equipment you're using? And so that's what I want to focus on today and give you guys some insights. For that, I had, of course, find a mirror. Here we go. This is the rig that I'm usually talking to when you guys see me talk to the camera. To go from bottom to top, this is a Joby GorillaPod 5K. It has these extra arms here. On these arms, on one side, I have an Amaran ALM9 light. It's an LED light. It has 9 levels of brightness. It can actually go pretty bright. And I use one that has kind of like sunlight temperature. And I use one with a filter on it that I usually use in the dark. Sometimes I use both of them to light both sides of my face. On the other side, we have a GoPro Hero 5 Black. I opted to get the Hero 5 instead of the Hero 6, just because the only difference really is how much you're paying for it, whether it does 4K slow-mo or not. And as I'm shooting everything in full HD, not 4K anyway, this was the kit to go with for me. The centerpiece is a Canon EOS 77D camera. I did quite a bit of research. I like the Sony cameras, but unfortunately didn't offer a flip screen. I have a screen where I can actually turn it around and I can see how I'm framing the current shot. So that's what I typically use when I'm filming myself to make sure that my face is in the picture. And then I'm using it with a Canon 10-18mm lens. Continuing here, this is a Rode Mic Go. It's a mono mic. I'm using it with a dead cat just to make sure the sound is good, even if there's a bit of wind. I have a second light up here, and then I have a hot shoe splitter so I can have the mic and the extra light fixed on the camera. The way I count this, I almost got back to 64 items on my list. I have one item here, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 items. That's the way I count it. Of course, there's various accessories like the SD cards and stuff like that, but in general, it's 6 items in total. In terms of cost, I not get this 100% right, but just to give you an idea, the lights here are typically, I think they're about $45, so that's about $90 together. The mic here is about $70. The camera, I think, is around $800, plus the lens of about $250. The GoPro with case is, I think, about $400. And then last but not least, the tripod is about $150. All in all, I did not count, I might completely butcher this, but I think it's somewhere in the range of $2,000 the whole kit, which currently makes about 20% of the value of all the physical things that I own. All right, I hope that clarifies some of the questions that you guys had. We edit the movies in Adobe Premiere Pro, and we typically use Google Drive or Dropbox to save the files and exchange them. That's it. If you guys have any questions, let me know as always. And with that, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.